a lady before she wants to start counting the 7 clean days, she has to make what's called Hefsek Tahara. Let's say she wants to start counting 7 clean days on Tuesday. Tuesday will be day 1. So on Monday at some point, she has to establish that she stopped seeing. She has to make a bidikah. That bidikah is called Hefsek Tahara. So the Chetahila, she has to make the bidikah at the end of the day. End of the day means, let's say, 2.5 hours Sha'ot Zemaniyot before night. The sunset is at 6 o'clock. On a perfect day, 6 p.m. So from 4:30 on, or from 3:30 on, 2.5 hours before, let's say, sunset, she could start making the Hefsek. Bidi'avad, if she made the Hefsek early in the morning, it counts. She woke up, let's say, on Monday. She thinks she's going to forget. Or let's say she knows she's not going to be able to do the bidikah later on because she's going somewhere. She's not going to be in a place to make a bidikah. So she made a bidikah in the morning, on Monday morning. So then already, it's okay. Even the chetahila to rely on that checking. The question is, if a lady forgot to make the bidikah at sunset, and now she remembers, but already at sunset. So, the poskim talk about this over here, and they say that she could stretch it to 5 or even 10 minutes after the shikiah. So, b'di'avad, so long as she's still within the ben hashemashot period, of course it's a dahak, shata dahak. Really, we tell the ladies you should make it before. But whatever the situation was, where they forgot, or they didn't have the ability, whatever it may be, just the lady calls and says she was 5 or 6 or 7 minutes after the shikiah, even 10 minutes, so there's room to be mekel. But it's incumbent upon the husband to remind the lady on the day of the hefsek. Today we have a text message, or today we have cell phones everybody has. The husband should remind his wife before the shikiah in order to make the bidikah at the right time. A lady prayed Arbit, let's say. She prayed Arbit early, even though it's before sunset. The Arbit doesn't stop her from making the bidikah. She can still make the bidikah as long as it is not sunset. For that matter, she lit candles on Erev Shabbat. So she accepted Shabbat with the candles. It doesn't make it night. It makes it Shabbat for her. But she still can make the bidikah, so long as it is before the sunset.